cheat. Cheat, why not? What kind of fool? Barb Streisand and Barry Gibb. And just before that, Super Stevie Wonder and Sir Duke to begin this, my very own Monday morning radio program. It be the 6th of April, and the last time in, what, 72 hours? Well, no, take away four from the time I got off the air. It's been, what, 68 hours since I got to talk to you. And in between, went to Graceland Mansion and caught the premiere of the new movie, This Is Elvis, which is opening this coming weekend at Tanglewood Cinema, I understand. And it was just super. Not only the film, but a dynamite trip. I guess you can't go on a trip like that when somebody else is paying and you board the Big Bird and not have a good time. Particularly when you get to go with radio types. Not that I'm one, mind you, but boy, there's some crazy, crazy people in the radio business. And television as well. And newspaper doesn't get out of this unscathed, I might. It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning, and Robbo, ready for Monday doings? If you are too, let's up and at him. I'll have a brand new WROV winning supercard number for you in just a couple of minutes, starting off the morning's giveaways with a year's membership at the Cosmopolitan Health Spa. Could be yours for a supercard number in minutes. Robbo! And the Roanoke County Schools Adult Education Department is offering a job seeker seminar beginning this evening at Northside High School. If you'd be interested in hearing more about it, give me a holler at 982-1240 WROV. WROV, 17 after 6 o'clock, and a right nice cool Monday morning to start you off. The Aftercast next. WROV with Emmy Lou Harris and Dolly Parton and lovely Linda Lovely. And the old Cordettes tune, Mr. Sandman, 19 after 6 o'clock. And Robbo checking radar spots for you, if I can find. Well, how do you like that? You leave for an extra 24 hours, and it's not where it's supposed to be. But I've got it nonetheless, being quick of wit and nimble of fingers, as I am. The Monday radar traps today on 10th Street Northwest, Orange Ave Northeast, Overland Road Southwest, and Mabry Avenue Southeast. Alan's calling for a pretty nice day. It's a little bit on the cooler side at the moment. However, the sun is coming up, being that it's as bright as it gets for us. Those of us who have to be in at 6 o'clock in the morning for 48 or 9 weeks of the year have all but about two to look forward to driving in the dark. And the last couple of weeks before we get into daylight savings time, which kicks in the 26th of this month, before we revert back to daylight savings time and turn the clocks up, it's bright from about 20 minutes to 6 on. So if you're on the road then, it's a bit of a kick. I look right forward to it. One of my favorite times of the year. But then I was always rather easy to please. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, the Archer Catch next.
7-Eleven.
Alan's calling for sunny, cool weather today with a high 63. Chance of frost tonight in the spring, low at 34. It'll be sunny, warming tomorrow, high 72 or 3. Winds northwesterly at us today at 15, gusts to 30 at times, and no chance of rain at all over the next 24 hours. This morning, clear skies, 31 at, make that 41. Don't make it any worse than it is, Rob. 41 at the airport, 43 downtown at WROV. WROV and precious to me, Phil Seymour. Robbo, 25 after 6 o'clock. Let me check sports for you. Then I've got a brand new WROV supercard number. Your first of the morning to see what I can give you. That'll be nice. You'll love it, I'm sure. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, in the first round, second game action in the best of three series, in the Western Conference, Houston eliminated L.A. 89-86, and Kansas City sent Portland packing 104-95. Both series go three games, and the Rockets and Kings advance. In the second round of the Eastern Conference Best of Seven series, the first games yesterday saw the Celts defeat the Bulls 121-109, and the Sixers took the Bucks 125-122. In the final day of regular season play in the NHL yesterday, the Hawks outskated the North Stars 8-4. It was good old Montreal over Boston 4-2. The Islanders took the Sabres of Buffalo 7-3. Pittsburgh down Hartford 5-4. The Rangers shut out the Flyers 2-0 yesterday. It was the Caps over the Red Wings 7-2. The Maple Leafs down Quebec 4-2. And St. Louis and Winnipeg played to a 5-5 tie. In the EHL semis last night, Salem evened things up with a 4-1 win over Richmond. And that series is now tied at 1. And I'll tell you what, I've seen all but But three games during the course of the year I missed, and they, for the most part, when I was home on vacation back at Christmas. Last night, the Raiders played as three solid periods of hockey as they have all year, at least three periods in a row, particularly those three periods in a row all coming the same night. They looked super. And if they could only play like that, now for the rest of the way, I don't think that Erie would be able to keep up with them. They looked just dynamite last night. Game three of the series on Wednesday, back in Richmond. Game three in Richmond, then game four here on Friday night at the Salem Civic Center. And can't wait for that. It'll be super-duper in, let's see, the NHL playoffs as the preliminary round of the playoffs begin on Wednesday. The pairings will be Minnesota at Boston, Toronto at New York's Islanders, Edmonton at Montreal, Vancouver at Buffalo, Quebec at Philadelphia, Pittsburgh at St. Louis, Chicago at Calgary, and the Rangers will play at the Forum against L.A. Let's see, what else have I got? Is there not another page? Sure. Exhibition baseball. The winners yesterday included the Braves, Blue Jays, Tigers, Rangers, also the Yankees, Expos, Orioles, Pirates, Astros, A's, Indians, Padres, and Dodgers. And whew, that's it this morning, sports, from WROV. If you're ready for it, I'm ready to give it a WROV winning supercard number. Very first one of the morning for a Cosmopolitan Spa membership for a full year. For number 83569, that's 83569. If that's your number, give me a holler at 982-1240, and I've got for you the spa membership, and you've got 1 hour, 60 minutes to call from right now at 982-1240. If you're Supercard 83569, Cosmopolitan Health Spa membership for you from WROV. WROV, in 50 ways to love your lever or leave your lover. Paul Simon, 21 before 7 o'clock in the morning now. O'Brady's Ladies in Something Monday Green. Lunch today. Boy, you're going to love this. National Library Week. And to celebrate it today in the city school system, you all can look forward to fictional fish. Now, I've been told that the fish can be at times fictional, but I never thought I'd see it in print. But here it is, fictional fish. That'll be served with novel French fries, coleslaw, multi-grain roll, orange wedges, and milk. In the county schools today, much simpler. They're having a good old chili dog with the works, tater tots, butter, mixed vegetables, pineapple upside-down cake. That sounds terrific. And ice cold milk to wash it down. This hour's WROV winning supercard number, good for a one-year membership, all paid up for you at the Cosmopolitan Health Spa, is 83569. 83569. Holler at me at 982-1240.
Here's how
at Grammy Award-winning sentiment guy Christopher Cross and Ride Like the Wind, Robbo, WROV. Boy, oh boy, I liked it when it was by the Monkees. Love It by Annie Murray, too. Daydream Believer, 12 before 7. Good morning to you, gang. It's 6:48 now, 12 before 7 o'clock in. Just a bit, I'll have a brand new WROV supercard number for you for a Schwinn bicycle that is worth like $150-$160. Really nice. That'll be shortly after 7. This hour, Cosmopolitan Health Spa membership for 83569. If you holler in time at 982-1240. Alan's Accurate Forecast for a pretty nice day in just a sec. Had some folks call and said, listen, how long are you going to make us wait before you tell us about your trip, and in particular, the movie? Well, I'll tell you about Graceland and what we got to see there a little bit later on. First, if you joined us later, you didn't hear, we were in Memphis this weekend, or I was in Memphis, a couple of other people from the state, and folks from all over the Eastern Seaboard. From Maine to Florida, and I guess as far west as Kansas City. Although somebody said they were from Denver. I don't know that I heard that for sure, though. But Kansas City, I did meet a fella from there. So it was a goodly number of folks for the World Press Invitational Premiere of the new film by David Wolper, This Is Elvis. And we saw it at the Memphian Theater, which is where Elvis used to go in the middle of the night to catch films once he started catching on and was a movie buff, at least at that point in time in his life, and would rent the theater at 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to sneak out and see some films with the folks, and met a lot of the close associates from the early days right on through his death. Jerry Schilling and Joe Esposito, both of whom were bodyguards and had other functions, public relations and the like, but were with him from the beginning and served as technical advisors to the film, which was the first ever done of the three Elvis movies that had the approval of the Colonel and of the Elvis Presley estate and The first time ever picture shot inside the mansion. The first film crew to show up was the film crew that did the actual film. This is Elvis. And the second was this weekend. The folks that were there taping interviews with some of the TV people and the folks that put together the film. And it was really terrific. This is Elvis. I've come back a whole lot bigger an Elvis fan than when I went. And it's true. And really impressed with the man. Much more so than I ever thought I'd be. And I'll tell you more about it a little bit later on. You will want to catch This is Elvis, which opens this weekend at Tanglewood. And I wanted to thank Warner Brothers for taking care of us. I will get on the Big Bird of Piedmont and fly anywhere. I guess you got to go through Atlanta to get there, but go anywhere if somebody else is paying. And Warner Brothers picked up the tab for this, and I certainly did enjoy it. And looking forward to introducing the Valley to This is Elvis this coming weekend.
Visit Sign Service at 389-2210.
Alan Archer, WROV meteorologist, calling for a sunny, cooler day today with a high 63. Chance of frost tonight as the low plummets to 34. It'll be sunny, warming tomorrow to a high of 72. Winds will be northwesterly at 15, gusts at times to 30 today. No chance of rain. Sunny, crystal clear, 41 at the airport, 43 downtown at WROV. Yes, most of us don't want to live without it, given our druthers. However, it sometimes becomes necessary. It's Pablo Cruz and Rob O'Brady. And, 3 after 7 o'clock. Already it's 7:03. The morning's just flying by here as we get to talk about Memphis, Tennessee, and my trip there last weekend for the World Press Invitational premiere of This is Elvis. And just a dynamite weekend in Memphis, which is a right nice, sleepy little big city, isn't it? It is, in fact, a city, of course, but it's not as big as I expected, yet the bigness of it, as big as it is, doesn't seem to detract from the fact that the folks, the locals, many of whom we met while out carousing, or as much carousing as one can do during Lent, seem to be really, really nifty folks. And we'll get to talk to about more of them a little bit later on. It's 4 after 7 o'clock on WROV, your supercard station in Rabo Morning. The very Stevie Winwood of traffic fame. And while you see a chance, take it 10 minutes after 7 o'clock morning to you Monday in the Star City of the South. Got the girls in something green today. Lunch today. Boy, you're going to love this. It's National Library Week, and the city schools are celebrating by having fictional fish for you today. There had been rumors that the fish was at times fictional, and here we have it proved, right by the very menu department. Fictional fish with novel French fries, coleslaw, a multigrain or cornbread roll, orange wedges, and milk. In the county schools today, chili dogs with tater tots, mixed vegetables, butter to perfection, pineapple upside down cake, and ice cold milk to wash it down. Well, here's your very last chance, last couple of minutes ticking away now, for supercard number 83569 to call in to claim the spa membership, a one-year paid-up membership for you at the Cosmopolitan Health Spa. 83569 is the number. And in just another couple, a $150 Schwinn bicycle up for grabs for a brand-new winning supercard number on WROV. Oh, that's the time. That's the time. Feel like making bacon. It's Roberta Fleck, and I'm Rob, and it's 16 after 7 o'clock in the morning. Alan's calling for a right nice day today. It'll be sunny all day, as it is right now, and I'll have his forecast for you in just a sec. This morning, a little bit on the cooler side, so you may want to grab a sweater. It's 44 degrees at the moment. The Salem High Senior Class and the Salem Sports Foundation are co-sponsoring a magic show tonight featuring Bill Dalton. 7 o'clock. Things get underway at the Salem High Auditorium. Tickets available for you at the door. And all proceeds benefit the Chance Crawford Fund. You want to maybe catch that tonight. Bill Dalton and his magic show at 7 o'clock at Salem High to benefit the Crawford Fund. 17 after 7 o'clock, the Archercast next. WROV and Robbo checking sports for you and a brand new WROV supercard number in just a sec. At Archer's Cast, Alan Archer's forecast is for sunny, cool weather today with a high 63. 63 isn't really so cool. Not 75 like last week and 80, but nonetheless not bad at all. It was, yesterday? 69. So it won't be quite so warm today. 63, Alan says. Chance of frost developing tonight as the low drops to 34. Sunny warming tomorrow to a more reasonable and seasonable high of 72 or 3. Winds will be northwesterly at 15, gusting to 30 at times. And the chances of rain near zero through tomorrow. It's 42 at the airport, warming slowly 44 downtown at WROV. boy, oh boy, I can tell you I was there. Unfortunately, it was the second weekend in Lent, and it was a night of tea juice, tomato, without the vodka. Who cares? 7:23 at WROV, and a brand new WROV winning supercard number for you in just a sec. First, let me check the scoreboard from yesterday. In the first round, best of three series in the Western Conference NBA stuff yesterday, the Rockets eliminated the Lakers 89-86, and the Kings sent the Packers, or rather, Portland Trailblazers packing 104-95. Kansas City and Houston both win the game. Win the series in three games. The second round opened yesterday in the Eastern Conference. These are best-of-seven series. It was the Celts over the Bulls, 121-109, and the Sixers down the Bucks, 125-122. In the NHL, the regular season wound up yesterday with the Blackhawks out skating the North Stars 8-4. The Canadiens took the Bruins 4-2. Your Islanders defeated the Sabres 7-3. Penguins over the Whalers 5-4. It was the Rangers over the Flyers 2-0. The Caps down the Red Wings 7-2. The Leafs took the Nordiques 4-2, and the Blues and Jets skated to a 5-5 tie. In the EHL semis last night, it was Salem 4-1 over Richmond. Salem playing three consecutive periods of hockey, as well as they've played three together all year, particularly in the same night, which was kind of encouraging. It was Salem 4-1 last night, the best of seven series tied at two, or tied rather at one after game two last night. Game three on Wednesday night in Richmond. Game four, as the teams come back to Salem on Friday evening for game five, we go back to Richmond on Saturday, and game six, if necessary, here on Sunday. Game seven will be a week from Wednesday on the 15th, tax day, and that'll be in Richmond. Richmond having taken second place and getting that home ice advantage for the extra game. In the NHL, the playoffs, the preliminary round starts on Wednesday, and the matchups will be the North Stars at Boston, the Maple Leafs playing the Islanders at New York, the Oilers of Edmonton play at Montreal's Forum. Vancouver will be at Buffalo, Quebec at Philadelphia. St. Louis will host Pittsburgh. Chicago goes up to Calgary, and the Rangers out to L.A. In exhibition baseball yesterday, the winners were the Braves, Blue Jays, Tigers, Rangers, Yankees, Expos, Orioles, Pirates, Astros, A's, Indians, Padres, and Dodgers, and that's it this morning. Sports from WROV, a winning supercard number next. All righty, you've waited long enough, and here you go, a Schwinn bicycle up for grabs. For WROV, winning supercard number 21937 is a brand new one now. Check yours carefully, 21937. If you're sitting there looking at it, say, it's me, Robbo, at 982-1240. I'll give you 60 minutes to get to a phone. If you're 21937, holler at me at 982-1240, WROV, for a Schwinn bicycle. WROV with Seals and Cross, Jim and Dash, and you're the love. 22 before 8 o'clock in the morning now. It's 7:38, and if you got to be in at 8:30, you got 52 minutes to get there on time. And I hope you're running according to schedule this morning. It's Monday, and we got the girls in something green today. It's slowly warming up to 45 degrees. Alan Archer's accurate forecast for you in just a sec. But first, lunch today in the city schools to begin the celebration of National Library Week. Fictional fish with novel French fries, coleslaw, multigrain roll, or cornbread, orange wedges, and milk. That's in the city schools today. In the county, chili dogs with tater tots, mixed vegetables, butter to perfection, a pineapple upside down cake hunka, and ice cold milk to wash it down.
It takes a lot.
OV, Rob Monday, morning 16 to late. WROV, Simon and Garfunkel, 15 and one half years ago, Homeward Bound. And just before that, Daryl and John, Hall & Oates, and Kiss on My List. It's, 14 before 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what to tell you about the film, This Is Elvis, or about the trip and some of the people that we got to talk to and meet. Why don't I do that in a couple? Let me tell you about the film. Went to see, if you didn't hear, the World Press Invitational Premiere this weekend of This Is Elvis, which was at the Memphian Hotel, Memphian Theater, I should say, in Memphis, Tennessee. And part of the weekend was meeting the producers and directors of the film and some of the technical advisors who were of the close Elvis inner circle. And the film is, I guess, in the final cut, David Wolper, the executive producer, said that 80% of the film is actually Elvis himself, and real film of Elvis. What it is, it's kind of a documentary, but I hate to say documentary because people say, oh, you know, that, yeah, who wants to see a documentary? It's not that kind of a documentary that you wouldn't want to see. It's more like reading a biography, except instead of reading it, it's on the screen for you. And it runs 88 minutes. It's a approximately 80% actual Elvis film and 20% recreated scenes, scenes that were important to the story of Elvis that weren't available on film. And it's got some really super vintage footage, an incredible interview that was done in, I think, 1958 by the late High Gardner with a split-screen TV thing, and the Ed Sullivan Show, and an appearance with Frank Sinatra on TV, and some really incredible Elvis himself taken home films right inside Graceland Mansion, which if you're an Elvis fan, and there are so many, but if you're a Presley maniac, you probably realize that no one has ever, ever taken pictures inside Graceland Mansion. That was Elvis' retreat and hideaway, and not in any way, shape, or form to be shared with anybody except those chosen few. And the film is... it doesn't pull any punches. There's the interview on camera with Dave Hebler, who was the Elvis bodyguard who defected the ranks and wrote some rather hurting stuff in Elvis' eyes. And there is much mention, or not much, but more than just a casual mention of the reputed drug involvement in Elvis' life, particularly the later years. And really, really super film. We're there, probably 125, 150 television, newspaper, and radio folks. And from the entire state of Virginia, of which there were five, just three were radio people. And I'm so honored that I happened to be chosen to be one of them. And had to get to Memphis through Atlanta. Had an interesting situation as a sidelight. Only in radio could this happen, where you go halfway across the country and run into people that you used to know generally elsewhere. Saw Pam Newby, who you may recall did news with me in the morning back 3-4 years ago for several months. And she's now in television in Chattanooga. And we met in Atlanta, as it turned out. She was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, was going to Memphis, Tennessee, and to get there had to go to Atlanta, Georgia. If you can figure that out. As they say, though, to get to heaven, you got to get through Atlanta. It's 11 before 8 o'clock in the morning. This hour's WROV winning supercard number for the Schwinn bicycle is 21937, and you got some 37 minutes to call in at 982-1240 to claim it. If you're 21937, WROV winning supercard number for this hour. Allen's winning super forecast next.
And Home Builders Association.
It'll be sunny and cool today with a high of 63 degrees. Chance of frost tonight, low 34. Sunshine warming tomorrow to a high of 72 or 3. The winds will be northwesterly at 15, gust to 30 today. Chance of rain, 0 today, tonight, and tomorrow. And under sunny skies, it's 43 at the airport and 45 downtown at WROV. Very special hellos this morning and congratulations to a junior from William Byrd High School who this weekend in Richmond at the annual FHA, Future Homemakers of America, Virginia Association meeting. Junior at William Byrd High, Jenny Moore, was elected president. This is like a 20,000-member group, Virginia Association of the Future Homemakers of America. And Jenny Moore is now serving as president for the 81-82 season. Jenny's mom, it seems, was also involved pretty heavily with the statewide FHA movement back in 1960, served as state historian. So Jenny is following in her mom's footsteps. Congratulations, Jenny Moore, and good luck in your year as president of the Virginia Association of the Future Homemakers of America from WROV. Dreams and Fleetwood Mac and Rob O'Brady at 6 after 8 o'clock in the morning. Back on the radio after the weekend in Memphis at the This Is Elvis World Press Premiere. It was just super. I'll tell you more about it a little bit later on. Some of the people that we met and talked to, and those of you that are real Presley maniacs may have on a trip to Graceland had the pleasure of meeting some of the people that we ran into and got to talk to this weekend. 6 after 8 from WROV, your supercard station. And in less than 15 minutes, I'll have a brand new winning supercard for you for a Seth Thomas. Seth, what a great name, Seth. Always did like that. Seth Thomas, digital alarm clock. This hour's prize, a Schwinn bicycle, and I'll be giving you your last chance on it in just a sec. Wee Willie Willers and Grover Washington Jr. and just the two of us, 12 after 8 and Rob at WROV. The Roanoke chapter of the National Organization for Women meets this evening at 7:30 at Roanoke College. For more info on the Roanoke chapter of NOW, call me at 982-1240. It's 12 after 8 o'clock in the morning, and one last shot at this hour's WROV winning supercard number next.
Good show.
Oh, good show.
WROV winning supercard number for this hour. The last couple of minutes ticking away on the clock now for a Schwinn bicycle, 21937. You still got a couple to holler at me at 982-1240. And in less than 10 minutes, a new winning supercard number this hour. Good for a Seth Thomas Digital Alarm Clock. WROV reunited Peaches and Herb and Robbo at 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Brand new winning supercard number and Alan's accurate forecast coming up in just a sec. I promised to tell you about some of the people that I had the pleasure of meeting over the weekend at the This Is Elvis brand new David Wolper film. This Is Elvis, a world invitational press premiere that went on this weekend at the Memphian Theater in Memphis, Tennessee. And upon arrival on Friday evening, they had us go right to the theater, and there was an NBC crew there, and all the local TV and radio stations were there, and crowds of people and others that didn't have tickets trying to bust in to see this movie that were just Presley maniacs. I think they had three showings, they said, so it went on into the wee hours of the morning, and the big searchlights up in the sky, and it was really incredible, just like a New York or Hollywood premiere, or probably as close as I'll ever come. David Wolper, the man who gave us Roots, was the executive producer of this film, and we got to meet and talk with him at a showing of the film and then a party afterwards. On Saturday morning, got together, had breakfast and all, and then went out to Graceland Mansion. On the way, saw Elvis two houses, first when he first moved to Memphis from Tupelo, and then the housing project that was just around the corner that they lived at. We went by Humes High, where Elvis went to school and graduated in the class of 53, and on to Graceland. Before going to Graceland, stopped at Sun Studios, very famous 706 Union Street, Sun Studios, and met Sam Phillips, who gave us the rundown, tremendously articulate man, gave us a rundown of how he and Elvis came to be initially brought together, and that is all brought out in the film. And onto Graceland we went, got to talk with the directors and David Wolper, the producer. Golly, Ned, he's just a little fella with graying hair and a gray beard, but he's just so dynamite, just a dynamic personality. And met with Jerry Schilling and Joe Esposito. Jerry Schilling and Joe Esposito, of course, bodyguards and personal confidants and members of that exclusive inner circle of Elvis friends. And they lived, in fact, at the mansion during all the Elvis time there. In anymore, they only let you get up to the grave site and over into that little section of Graceland where the four gravestones, Elvis's parents and grandmother, are laid to rest. But we got to not only get there, but into the exercise room. If you've been to Graceland, you know the building I mean. And also through the trophy room, which was rather interesting. And we got to see up close many of the clothes that Elvis actually wore on tour and on shows. And there was one woman in the group who had to be late 50s or early 60s and said, "Oh, here I am touching the shirt that I saw him wear when in 19-whatever, saw him in such and such," and she was just beside herself with joy. And she was a professional news person, media person, that was there not to be getting emotional, but to be covering the story and just really going to pieces. It was just a really, really terrific experience. And the show opens this coming weekend, Friday, I believe, at Tanglewood. This Is Elvis, and I'm really looking forward to get to introduce the Valley of the Man-Made Star to it. Dynamite film. Got to see it this weekend. 21 after 8, and Robbo, brand new winning supercard number next. WROV and Robbo with Allen's forecast. Sunny and cool today with a high 63. Chance of frost tonight, low to 34. Warming tomorrow to a high of 73. It's 45 and sunny this morning at WROV. Here you go, a brand new winning supercard number, 74331, for a Seth Thomas digital alarm clock. We'll give you 1 hour to call in at 982-1240 to win. 74331 for a Seth Thomas. That's hard to say. Seth Thomas digital alarm clock. 982-1240. WROV. And hello, it's me, Todster Rundgren. Robbo at 22 before 9 o'clock in the morning. It's Monday and got the girls in something green today. Did you hear that Allen cast for frost tonight? Low dropping to 34? Heck, we're what, 2 weeks into spring already? Week and a half anyway. And it got relatively cool this morning, dropping to 41 earlier out at the airport. It's 45 now downtown, 43 I believe at the airport, and 45 downtown, and we should have a high today of 63, not quite yesterday's 69 degree high, and surely not the record setter for the date set back in 1942, when on the 6th of April we had a high of a balmy 86. 6 years ago today, the record low when it dropped to a very brisk 38. Year ago today, it was sunny in 66, and today it should be sunny in about 63. 45 to get you off this morning. If you got to be in at 9:30, you got 52 minutes to get there. It's 22 before 9.
Create your own legends on. All from Crossroads Waterbeds, Crossroads Mall.
If you are about to invest or reinvest in the money market,
WROV's Chi-N Fair Michaels. In today at 10, and shortly after 12 noon, we'll have for you an $80 jogging suit and shoes from the Athletic Attic in WROV. Have your supercard ready to win. WROV 16 before 9. And Rubbo, with your supercard number for this hour again in just a sec. Here first, Barry Morris and Robin. Oh, them ever loving EBGs. WROV and the BG straight up. Too much heaven this morning. Just before that, Sheena Easton in morning train, 12 till 9 o'clock in the morning. And Rob O taking care of biz at 15th and Cleveland Southwest. Listen, the Vinton Parks and Recreation Department offers spring classes in belly dancing, baton, guitar, horseback riding, karate, and lots more. For registration information, call me at 982-1240. Classes begin different days of this week, so you'll want to get in touch. This hour is WROV winning supercard number 74331 for that Seth Thomas digital alarm clock. If you had it there and set right now, it would show you got about another 32 minutes to call in at 982-1240 to claim your prize.
In Northgate Village, Christiansburg, a vision care facility that truly cares.
It's 9 till 9 o'clock. Alan Archer's forecast calls for sunny, cool weather today with a high 63. Chance of frost tonight as the low drops to 34. It'll be sunny, warming tomorrow to a high of 72 or 3. A little more reasonable and seasonable for this time of year. Winds northwesterly at 15, gusting to 30, and it's right breezy at the moment. Chance of rain zero through tomorrow. It's sunny, 46 at WROV. WROV, Terry Gibbs and somebody's knocking. Donna Summer in MacArthur Park just before that. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock and Rob back from Memphis, Tennessee. And the World Invitational press premiere of This Is Elvis. And hopefully we'll have some more time to talk about it a little bit later on. 9 after 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, Mental Health Services is offering a seminar on making it as a step-parent. This weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Salem Civic Center. For all the info, call me at 982-1240. Hang on just a sec for one last shot on this hour's WROV winning supercard number. WROV winning supercard number for this hour and the last couple of minutes ticking off on a Seth Thomas digital alarm clock that can be yours. It has a handsome rectangular design with a brown molded face and a wood grain metal front, an electric alarm, a lighted dial, all front controls, including the unique relax alarm. And it's all yours if you're 74331. 74331. Call me at 982-1240 and just another couple of brand new winning supercard number for a Papermate executive desk set from WROV. I'm not love. This is just Hives. 10cc at WROV. 16 after 9 o'clock in Rabo Thursday. Boy, wishful thing. It's only Monday. Monday morning in the very Star City. A brand new week is here and upon us. And we got O'Brady's ladies in their greens today. Let's talk some more about my weekend trip down to Memphis for the world premiere, invitational press premiere at the Memphian Theater in Memphis, Tennessee. And at the expense and invitation of Warner Brothers, some 150, maybe 160 folks from newspaper, TV, and radio gathered in Memphis this past weekend for the premiere and stayed at the Rivermont Hotel, a Holiday Inn, right on the Mississippi River. And that was neat. And got to see the very first house that Vernon Presley moved the family to from Tupelo, Mississippi, when things weren't working out there. In Memphis, and then shortly thereafter moved to a federally funded housing project, which was right around the corner. We got to see it and went by Humes High School, where Elvis graduated in the class of 53, and then on to Graceland. And it was really neat at Graceland. Nobody seems gets inside. You really got to know somebody up close and personal before you actually get inside the mansion. But we did get to see some of the normally restricted areas, like Elvis Trophy Room, which is just an incredible display of gold records and plaques and citations and trophies, awards, mementos from fans and friends sent in over the years, and just oodles and oodles of stuff. There was an older, not old, 58, 60, 62-year-old woman who was a part of our entourage. She was a newspaper lady. I'm not real sure from where, but there was in the trophy room a rack of Elvis jumpsuits, and they guesstimated that they'd be valued at approximately $5,000 a piece. That not taking, of course, into consideration the Presley value, just the cost of actually putting them together with the turquoise and stones galore and diamonds and whoosh, incredible outfits. And had his leisure and casual wardrobe, plus his stage wardrobe, all there on display, hanging on racks. And this woman, who was just a Presley maniac, as well as being one of the invited media people, was just going crazy, touching and fondling this shirt that he had worn in a concert that she had seen him at. It's sometime in the past several years. And the film, This Is Elvis, which we had seen the premiere of on Friday night, was just incredible. Just incredibly good. Like reading a biography, except you don't read, you just watch it. It's about 80% in its final cut form, about 80% actual film of Elvis, all put together chronologically with technical advice and assistance from a couple of Elvis's closest inner circle friends, Joe Esposito and Jerry Schilling. Jerry Schilling, now the manager of the Beach Boys. And I got to talk to him considerably more than any of the other people that we got to talk to. And very, very straight, right from the hip kind of shooter. And pulled no punches. We talked about the drugs that were reputedly a part of Elvis' life, particularly in the later years. Some rumors that had been dissipated that he had heard about over the years. And it was just a really, really incredible experience. Jerry Schilling and Joe Esposito, of course, both in the film. The perhaps 20% that isn't actually Elvis footage is recreations with Elvis lookalikes, done as close as they possibly could to actual perfection. Of course, there was no film at all of Elvis before he was 21, so his recording session with Sam Phillips at the old Sun Studio, 706 Union Street in Memphis, where we also got a tour and got to meet Sam Phillips, that all had to be recreated. Sam Phillips' son, whose name was, I forget, but his son, Sam Phillips' actual son, plays the part of Sam Phillips in the film. David Scott, a Canadian singer in his own right, is the Elvis lookalike who plays Elvis in his teen years. And the recording session of That's All Right, Mama, it's all very, very accurately put back together, recreated as close to actual fact as they possibly could. And it's the first time ever since Elvis bought Graceland that film cameras were allowed inside Graceland Mansion. It was absolutely off limits to the world, and just the very few close personal friends and business associates of Elvis actually had access to the inside of Graceland. And Elvis has an aunt that lives there now, and she is the curator of the trophy room and museum, as it were. And Vester, who is Vernon's, I believe, younger brother, Vester Presley, was there on the grounds, been there for just 20 years, I guess, as